Hi there. Welcome to the second podcast from the Institute for Liberty. I'm Andrew Langer, IFL's president, and it is Tuesday, the 26th of May, 2009. It's a beautiful, beautiful cloudy afternoon here on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Happy to be coming to you again from the climes of the Old Line State. This week, we're going to be diving into yet another issue with the SBA. When last we spoke, we talked about the problems that were happening between the Office of Management and Budget, the White House, and Sean McGibbon, the acting chief counsel for advocacy at the Small Business Administration. Well, coming on the heels of that, we had requested a meeting with the SBA administrator to talk about the role of advocacy. There are certain issues that are cropping up in terms of whether or not the SBA leadership team, the new SBA leadership team, recognizes the inherent value of the work that the Office of Advocacy does, as well as the work of the Office of the National Ombudsman for Small Business and the Regulatory Fairness Program that office administers. Both are what we call linchpin organizations. We have, as of yet, been unable to sit down with the SBA administrator to talk about these programs. And as you know, what happened a couple of weeks ago was part and parcel of our concern. This issue of whether or not the work that the SBA's Office of Advocacy does will continue to be valued in terms of the benefits it produces for small businesses all across the United States. So as we were working through trying to negotiate a meeting with the administrator on these issues, we had a great deal of surprise. One of the things we were going to be recommending to the administrator, we had a list of potential candidates to succeed Tom Sullivan as the Chief Counsel for Advocacy at the SBA. Tom is now, in addition to working in his own practice in D.C., Tom has come on board as a Senior Fellow in Regulatory Policy with the Institute for Liberty. So he is someone, obviously, who is well qualified to make recommendations as to the next Chief Counsel for Advocacy. Just by way of background for a moment, the Office of Advocacy was created by statute in 1976, and in point of fact, the Chief Counsel for Advocacy is specified in statute as the leader of that office. Counsel, C-O-U-N-S-E-L, is someone who generally is regarded as a lawyer, like a general counsel for a business or for any sort of an organization, but it can be someone with a fair amount of legal experience. In the case of the Office of Advocacy, the candidates that we would be looking for and we would be finding acceptable would be those people who, like all of the prior chief counsels appointed by both Democrats and Republicans, would be people who have had an in-depth experience with the regulatory state and understand the role that regulations play in impacting business, the economic impacts, as you can imagine, as well as having a trained eye for the legal side of things. The chief counsel for advocacy frequently, has to sign legal documents, and as someone who occasionally signs legal briefs as an officer of the court. Generally, that's the way it works. You generally have a lawyer in that position. So it was much to our surprise late last week when it was discovered that the administration has, in fact, selected a person whom they want to nominate, whom they have already nominated, to be the next chief counsel for advocacy. A gentleman named Winslow Sargent, whom I believe is from Wisconsin, is the president's selectee for that role. This is problematic, we believe. The gentleman has really impeccable qualifications overall. He's got an engineering degree. He's an electrical engineer by trade. He has spent his years working in venture capital. He would be yet another venture capital business person to go over to the SBA. Clearly, the administration wants to put an emphasis on finding capital for small businesses to let them grow from smaller businesses into bigger businesses, what we call gazelles in the small business vernacular. And we think that Mr. Sargent could be very well qualified to take a senior leadership role at the SBA. We just don't believe that he is qualified at this point in time to be the chief counsel for advocacy, having neither the legal background, the economic background, or the regulatory background that is needed. Now, why are these things needed? This is not just spitballing on the part of the Institute for Liberty. As I mentioned, we see the Office of Advocacy as what we call a linchpin organization in the federal government. they have a prime responsibility within the federal government for advocating on that administration's economic policy. If, as we recognize, that small businesses are the engine of the economy, small businesses, and when we talk about small businesses, I think I mentioned in the last podcast, we generally talk about businesses with 20 employees or less. These businesses, they represent 90% of all firms that are out there in America, and they provide two-thirds of all new jobs. So really, they are tremendously important from an economic standpoint. And the regulatory state impacts small businesses differently. Now, the regulatory state in toto encompasses about $1.13 trillion annually. That number comes to us from our friends at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. And advocacy itself did the seminal work in determining how that burden translates to individual small businesses. Small businesses are faced with a roughly $7,700 per employee per year regulatory cost. And for a business whose average size is about 10 employees, that's over $75,000 that comes out of their bottom line for dealing with regulations. And that number, it grew by about 10% under the Bush administration. It will continue to grow, and we think grow astronomically under an Obama administration. And therefore, we think that the Office of Advocacy is now more important than ever. They're the only organization within the federal government that is statutorily charged with being able to challenge the regulatory decisions of other federal agencies. Other agencies put up regulatory proposals. Office of Advocacy at the SBA steps in there and offers up its recommendations and can challenge what they do based upon their small business impact. Someone who has no experience with regulations, no experience with the law, is not going to have that attention to detail that is so important. You know, I got to tell you, I've dealt with regulations for almost my entire adult life now. And they are incredibly complicated, convoluted pieces of paper, very lengthy, difficult to follow if you have not read them before. It has its own language, its own vernacular that are attached to it. While we want regulations to be put into plain English, agencies have a tremendous amount of difficulty doing that. And certainly, maybe someone who's not as well versed in the regulatory culture would be able to put his or her own stamp on that. But someone who deals with regulations on a daily basis has that trained eye, is able to pull out things that maybe are a little what I call hinky, that may not make a lot of sense. But what's also important, and this was a problem that we saw in the previous administration, when you do not have the educational background, and I don't mean educational in the academic institutional sense, I mean when you don't, when you have not spent a considerable amount of time being immersed in a particular academic subject, you are not going to be able to speak with any great ease on that subject, and more importantly, you can't be aggressive on those issues, and when push comes to shove, you're going to be ill able to defend yourself in the position that any entity that you run is going to take on those. It's very, very hard to do that, and we see tremendous problems. This is why we think that advocacy being so important, given the coming regulatory avalanche that is certainly going to happen in the Obama administration, having a strong advocate for small business, someone well-versed in these regulatory issues, is going to be more important than ever. And that you know, it's one of these things where in the previous administration, the great criticisms heaped upon the Bush administration was that they selected people who did not have the qualifications to do the jobs that they were being appointed to. The left made a great amount of hay over the qualifications of Michael Brown at FEMA, who did a job at FEMA. And whether or not he was qualified, I don't think I'm qualified to say whether or not he was qualified. But certainly the other side made great hay about this. And for the Obama administration to turn around and appoint someone categorically unqualified to be in this role, I think is a slap in the face to small businesses all around the country. So that's where we are with this. The nomination has come through. The office, the chief counsel for advocacy, has to be approved by the Senate. I don't know when that hearing is going to happen. But the Institute for Liberty is going to launch a campaign, starting, frankly, right here and right now with this podcast. We are going to be asking people And we will be providing you with the numbers. We want people to call the SBA administrator's office. We want them to voice their concerns about this. We will have talking points available on our website for you to use in terms of dealing with this. We really want people to make sure that when they're calling the administrator, that they let her know that Winslow Homer is a qualified individual to do a great many things. He is simply not qualified to be chief counsel for advocacy. He may make a great assistant or deputy administrator at the SBA and could very well be appointed in that job. If the administration thinks that access to capital is an important issue for small businesses, then that's where he ought to go. That is something that he is well qualified to do. Contracting issues, which a number of other organizations deal with, he may be qualified to do that. I know from my own experience that only 4% of businesses, small businesses in America, contract with government at any level, but the other side seems to think that contracting is important. Maybe he should be put there. But we want people to call Administrator Karen Mills and let her know. We want them to call Mary Landrieu's office. We want them to call Nydia Velasquez's office on the House side, to voice their concerns there. We want people to call the Office of Presidential Personnel. And we want people to start sending letters to the various committees on the House side and the Senate side and to the SBA to let them know just how unhappy they are and how important it is to protect a small business champion like the Office of Advocacy is. We really want people to do that. So that campaign is being launched right now. And with that, it's been a number of minutes. I don't want to go on for far too long. I want to thank you once again for listening into this podcast. Again, this is Andrew Langer signing off of the Institute for Liberty. If you want to reach me, feel free to send me an email at president@instituteforliberty.org. Oh, and stay tuned because our new website is coming in the next couple of days.